We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas David B'Menachamun Shem Chayakom B'Menachos Eliyahu when Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel. Ketzad Hayu Masir Masuos. How did they light the torches? Now, it's true they abolished the lighting of the torches, but it's possible in the future we would go back to this method of Kiddush HaKodesh or announcing, proclaiming that the Chodesh was Mikudesh, was sanctified in Yerushalayim, certainly was more effective, was more efficient, and perhaps in the future we would go back to this method if we could deal somehow with the problem of the Kusim, of the Shomronim, who were confusing everybody. Says the Mishnah, this is what they did. They bring long poles of cedar wood, they would bring reeds and balsam wood, and oreshel pishton was chips of flax. The korech b'mishicha, and then they would tie them with a rope. The rosh ahar. Someone would go up to the mountain, umatis b'hanes ha'ur, and then set them on fire, umolech umevi, mal umorid, ashu roes chavero, shu oseh kein, barosh ahar ha'sheni. So what would he do? He'd move them back. It reminds us of Tanufo or the lulav. He molech umevi, bring it back and forth, and mal umorid, bring it up and down, until he sees his friend on the next mountain who was doing the same. Obviously, he had seen the signal. V'chein barosh ahar hashlishi, and the same thing would be true on the next mountain. Now, the Mishnah here said, let's say, atzei shemen usually means wood from an olive tree. But the Gemara Das on Daf Chav Gimel says that atzei shemen can be used for afar simon, which is, we can use that term to describe not only olive trees, but afar simon, which is balsam wood. There's a bracha that's made on afar simon when you say borei shemen arev, a special bracha when you smell that. So this is what was used here as well. And the korech b'mishicha, they would tie around the top of the pole with some type of rope. Now, the fact that he would go back and forth, up and down, back and forth, is because you could have like a meteor or something, a falling star, which can move up and down or side to side. But it doesn't, but it's doing one or the other. It's not doing both. So therefore, we're going to do both to show you that this is not a falling star. This is indeed the signal of the Masuos. Perek Beis Mishnah Dalud Mayayin Oyu Masin Masuos. Where do they light the torches? What are the mountains? And we're going to list the major mountains. The Gemara says that there were torches that were lit on other mountains besides or between the ones that are mentioned in our Mishnah. But these may have been more significant mountains. Mehar HaMishcha L'Sartava. So they would begin on Har HaMishcha. Har HaMishcha is Har HaZeitim. It's the Mount of Olives right outside Yerushalayim. And that's where they lit the first torch. Now, lighting the first torch there, obviously, is the sign that Rosh Chodesh was declared Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdash is right next to Har HaMishcha. Now, that was only true when there was a Beis HaMikdash. After Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Sanhedrin moved. It was exiled to different places. We went to Yavne and other places until the times of Yehuda Hanasi. Many years later, it was in Beis Sha'arim, which was Tzipori, and eventually in Tveria, all in the Galil. So if that would be the case, where they renounced the proclaim the new moon, so they would not be in Yerushalayim at all. So it would be very difficult to assume that they'd be going to Har HaZeitim all the way to Yerushalayim to light the first torch. So that being the case, if you recall, we mentioned that the torches were abolished by not Rebbe. When it says Rebbe, it meant that Rebbe didn't Rebbe Dehanasi. It meant Rebbe Gamliel HaZaken, who was around about 50 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So that would certainly lend proof to that particular position. According to the opinion, though, that they were still doing Masuos, the torch, in the day of Rebbe Dehanasi, how would you explain the Mishnah here? The Mishnah, why would they be lighting on Har HaMishcha in the days of Rebbe Dehanasi, when the Sanhedrin wasn't there? So the possibility exists that our Mishnah is just telling you what originally happened, the original method, even though later on there were different mountains used. Our Mishnah is telling you what used to happen, even though later on they would have to use different mountains because they would have to start from the Galil. So originally what they have, Haramishcha, Lissartava. Sartava was the second mountain. And from Sartava was a, as the Kahati says, it was a Har Bolet Baharei Shomron. It was this mountain that was that would protrude in the mountains on the Shomron. Bigvul Emek HaYarden, the border of the valley of the Yarden, Mul Har Harei HaGilad. This was on the eastern side in Transjordan. Then it would go from Sartava to Grofina, which that mountain also had the name Har Kochva, which is in the Galil. Migrofina lechavron, and from Grofina to Chavron, another mountain. Umei Chavron, and that Chavron was a large mountain in Ever Hayarden, today around Syria, on the border of Syria. Umei Chavron lebeis Bilton, and from Chavron to Beis Bilton. That was a mountain that Kati says is found Ben Givula HaMizrachi Shel Eretz Yisrael Ugvul Eretz Bavel. So that was on the border between the eastern border of Israel and Bavel. Beis Bilton Lozaz Umisham. From Beis Bilton didn't go anywhere. That was the last stop. Elamolech Umevi Umalu Morid, picking up the Masuos up and down, side back and forth. Atche Hayo Roe Kol HaGola Lefanav Kimiduras Esh, until the entire exile, everyone in Bavel, was able to see a bonfire. What does it mean? So the Gemara says that when we speak about the Gola, the exile, the diaspora, that's referring to the city of Pumpedisa in Bavel. There, everyone would take a torch, go up to his roof in order to proclaim and promote the fact that it was there was Kiddush HaChodesh. And this way, everybody in Beis Bilton knew, everyone in Bavel knew, and this way, everyone in that area was able to was now informed that indeed it was Rosh Chodesh.